Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He delivered all the living beings by offering the gifts of Krishna Bhakti. He explained the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Purport. Although Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu is an incarnation of Vishnu, for the welfare of the conditioned souls, He manifested Himself as the servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and throughout all His activities, He showed Himself to be the eternal servitor. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda also manifested the same principles, although they also belong to the category of Vishnu. If Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Advaita Prabhu had exhibited their all-powerful Vishnu potencies within this material world, people would have become great impersonalists, monastics, and self-worshippers than they already are, becoming under the spell of this age. Therefore, the personality of Godhead and His different incarnation forms played the parts of devotees to instruct the conditioned souls how to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. Advaita Acharya especially intended to teach the conditional souls about devotional service. The word Acharya means teacher. The specific function of a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. A bona fide teacher following in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya has no other business than to spread the principles of Krishna consciousness all over the world. The real qualification of Acharya is that he represents himself as a servant of the Supreme. Such a bona fide Acharya can never support the demonic activities of atheistic men who present themselves as God. It is the main business of the Acharya to defy such impostors impersonating as God before the innocent public. He delivered all the living beings by offering the gift of Krishna Bhakti. He explained the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Om Jnanati Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militanjena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadi Sacharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just in case some of you were thinking Gaur Gopal Prabhu was giving class, for some strange reason, they did a quick change. So although I'm a candle compared to the sun of Gaur Gopal Prabhu, I ask his permission and all the Vaishnavas if I can say something in relation to Advaita Acharya, and ask your permission. Vanchakalpatrubhishcha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So in preparation of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, who plays a very, very integral part in our devotional life, Lord Chaitanya is the principal reason why the Sankirtan movement has started. And Advaita Acharya plays a key role in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, it is explained, it is due to the compassion of Advaita Acharya that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended. It is explained that if Advaita Acharya Prabhu didn't beseech the Lord to come down, the Lord might not have appeared. But because Advaita Acharya cried out loudly on the banks of the Ganga, worshipping his Shalagram Shila, which was the Nrsinga Shila, and there he worshipped day after day, week after week, month after month. And in worshipping, he offered Ganges water And he offered tulsi leaves. Just by this very, very simple offering, of offering just water and tulsi and prayers, were powerful enough to make the Lord descend. So this is the power of Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu and Sadashiva, both. It's not always easy to understand the incarnation of Advaita Acharya. He appeared, there's some different kinds of biography says different things. Some say he appeared in Shantipur, some say he appeared somewhere else. And he appeared as the son of Kubera. And he came from a very, very elevated Brahmin family. He was of a very, very high class Brahmin. There are different categories of Brahmins, and he was of the highest order. And it is explained that the father, he worshipped Lord Shiva once. He wanted to have a son just like Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva said, that's not possible. Only I can be who I am. So then Lord Shiva said, I will come as your son. And hence Advaita Acharya appeared. And so Advaita Acharya in that sense is Mahavishnu, and at the same time he's also Lord Shiva, which is quite an interesting combination of incarnation. And it said that once when he was 5 years old, his father, he used to work for a king, he took the five-year-old boy to see the king. And the king was a worshipper of Durga or Kali. In those days, most of the Bengalis, they used to worship Durga. Even now, if you go, Durga worship is very, very prominent. So this king, he had a big deity of Kali, and he used to worship this deity. And when Advaita Acharya and his father came, the king offered obeisances to Kali, and so did the father of Advaita Acharya. But Advaita Acharya didn't offer obeisances. The king was a bit perplexed. He was saying, why is your son not offering obeisances? And then the father said, Beta, offer obeisances. And then the son said, no. He said, come on, Beta, why are you not offering obeisances? He said, Pitaji, if I offer obeisances, then this deity of Kali will burst into 1,000 pieces. The father couldn't understand. He says, Beta, offer obeisances. So then Advaita Acharya offered obeisances, and lo and behold, the deity exploded into 1,000 pieces. The king was very, very surprised. He couldn't understand. How is this possible? Does anyone know why this happened? Prabhu. Yeah, that's right. Lord Advaita Acharya is also Lord Shiva. And Kali is the wife of Lord Shiva. So when Lord Shiva was offering obeisances, the wife couldn't tolerate it, so therefore she burst into 1,000 pieces. So Advaita Acharya, he had a house in Shantipur. That's where he grew up mostly. And he also had a place in Navadvip. Some of you might have been there. When we do the parikram, visiting the different places, you can go to Advaita Acharya Bhavan. And it is explained that Shantipur, and particularly Navadvip, were the seat of education. This is where the Brahmins, they would all come from all different parts, and they would study the Vedas. They would study spiritual life. So Navadvip is considered like modern day, say, Oxford or Cambridge or Harvard. This is where all the intellectual persons would gather and they would discuss philosophy. So although Advaita Acharya was the head of the Brahmins, although everyone respected Advaita Acharya, interestingly enough, when all these intellectual Brahmins and everyone came to understand about spiritual topics, mostly they were discussing Mayavad philosophy. Mostly they were accepting the impersonal aspect of spiritual life. And as a result of this, Advaita Acharya became very, very dissatisfied. And he felt that even though he was the head, even though people respected him, even though, as explained here, that he tried to explain the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, he felt himself inadequate in trying to help the conditioned souls. Therefore, he took it upon himself to ask the Lord to come. So hence, because he was seeing the influence of Maya, he was seeing the influence of Kali Yuga, he could see people were degrading, then he prayed that Lord Chaitanya would appear. And he prayed very, very strongly. And it is explained that when he prayed, it wasn't like a silent prayer. He shouted at the top of his voice. He would chant, "Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!" And you can just imagine this old man, he's worshipping his Shalagram Srila, and then there's this shouting of Krishna. And it's explained that this roaring of Advaita Acharya penetrated through the seven layers of the material world, and it entered right into the spiritual world. And there the Lord heard the prayers of Advaita Acharya. And then he was very pleased with the prayers of Advaita Acharya. And he said, "For such a long time, I have not given this prema bhakti. I have not given this pure devotional service. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. He gave the Bhagavad Gita, surrender everything, and I will protect you." But no one really knew how to surrender. No one really knew how to serve Krishna. So then Krishna thought, "I will come. But this time, I will not come as Krishna. I will not come as God, but I will come as Bhakta Rupa, as a devotee. And I will teach everyone how to serve Krishna." So this was a very, very special incarnation. Normally when Krishna comes, he comes with his all full potency, with his gada, his chakra, and kills all the demoniac persons. But in this incarnation, he decided not to come in this same way. He decided to come as a Bhakta Rupa. So with the prayers of Advaita Acharya, the Lord descended. And then the Lord appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. And it's explained that when the Lord appeared, Advaita Acharya, he was in Shantipur. And when the Lord appeared, all of a sudden Advaita Acharya started dancing in ecstasy. And Haridas Thakur, who was also a very close associate of Advaita Acharya, was wondering, "Why is this Advaita Acharya dancing all of a sudden?" Then Advaita Acharya grabbed Haridas Thakur and they started chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And Advaita Acharya explained to Haridas Thakur that my prayers have been answered, that the Lord had descended. And Advaita Acharya, along with his wife, went to Navadvip, and they came and offered prayers. They brought many, many gifts for Nimai. So as Nimai grew up, he became a great scholar, and it is said that he opened his own school and he taught. But while he was a scholar, he did not really teach Krishna bhakti. Only after he went to Gaya and he got initiated by Ishwarapuri, that was the turning point. When he came back, then Lord Chaitanya was mainly having his kirtans in Shivas Thakur's house. So this is where the Sankirtan movement was, mainly in the house of Shivas Thakur. So at the house of Shivas Thakur, there was many, many kirtans, many, many wonderful kirtans were going throughout the night. And at one particular moment, the Lord manifested his great Mahaprakash form. And this is where he, although he was a devotee, in this particular situation, he revealed his complete opulence. He revealed that he was God. And hour after hour after hour, he manifested different forms according to the different devotees who were there. And then he was giving all his benediction to all the different devotees who were there. And he was explained that when it came to Advaita Acharya's turn, the Lord manifested the three bending form of Shama Shunda. And then the Lord asked Advaita Acharya, "My dear Advaita Acharya, everyone has prayed for pure devotional service. Everyone has asked to be in association of Krishna. What is it that you want? What benediction can I offer you?" And Advaita Acharya said, "My dear Lord, you have this Sankirtan movement. It is always taking place just in the house of Shiva's Thakur. I want you to burst the doors open. I want you to take this Sankirtan movement and take it outside the house of Shiva's Thakur. Not just for the intimate devotees, not just for few people, but we want this Sankirtan movement to be inundated in the entire world, and this is my desire, and this is the benediction I desire from you." And then Lord Chaitanya became very, very happy, and he was giving Krishna Prema to everyone. And as he was giving Krishna Prema to everyone, some of the devotees realized that one person wasn't getting Krishna Prema. Who was that? Sachimata. So then all the devotees were wondering, why is it that the Lord is giving Krishna Prema to everyone? And Sachimata, who has so much love, so much affection for Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya is not giving his Krishna Prema to Sachimata. Then they asked the Lord, "Please give your Krishna Prema to your mother." And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, my mother has offended a great Vaishnava. She has offended Advaita Acharya." So can you imagine the position of Advaita Acharya? Even though Sachimata was the mother of Lord Chaitanya considered that Mother Sachi had committed an offense to Advaita Acharya. So the devotees, they talked amongst themselves. They went to Mother Sachi, and Mother Sachi came, and then she started crying, and she started asking forgiveness from Advaita Acharya. And of course, Advaita Acharya was very, very embarrassed. He said, how is it possible that you have offended me? You are the mother of Lord Chaitanya." Then Advaita Acharya started explaining the glories of Sachimata and saying such a wonderful mother she was. And in such ecstasy, Advaita Acharya went in a swoon and he fainted. And it's explained that when Advaita Acharya was explaining the glories of Sachimata and he fainted, then Lord Chaitanya indicated to Mother Sachi that take the dust from the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. And then she took the dust from the Advaita Acharya's lotus feet, and then she was forgiven. And at that point, Krishna Prema was given to Mother Sachi. Now, interestingly, although Advaita Acharya is senior to Lord Chaitanya, because Advaita Acharya was initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and Lord Chaitanya always showed great respect to Advaita Acharya, which was befitting as a great elevated personality. But Advaita Acharya was not happy. He always considered himself the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But every time he wanted to try and serve Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya would never have it. He would always show due respect as a great elderly Vaishnava. So then Advaita was saying, "I'm actually the servant of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya is not accepting this. So he devised a plan. So what he did was he went to Shantipur, and he used to give generally different discourses. And while he was giving these discourses, although he was always explaining the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in devotional service, at this particular time, he started to explain it with the Mayavadi philosophy. He started to explain it with a tinge of impersonalism. And then news came to Lord Chaitanya that the great Advaita Acharya is preaching impersonalism. And Lord Chaitanya became really angry. How can this be? This Advaita Acharya is teaching impersonalism. Then he went to Shantipur, and when Advaita Acharya was teaching this philosophy, he grabbed Advaita Acharya and pulled him and dragged him and started saying, "Why are you preaching this nonsense? Why are you preaching this impersonalism?" So at this point, Advaita Acharya became very, very satisfied. He became very, very happy that Lord Chaitanya was chastising him, that he was the master, Lord Chaitanya, and Advaita Acharya was the servant. And then, of course, Lord Chaitanya knows everything. He realized this was a trick of Advaita Acharya. So in one sense, he became very happy with Advaita Acharya, but in another sense, he became very embarrassed as well, that he kind of fell for this trickery of Advaita Acharya. So just to clarify that, why Lord Chaitanya had considered Satchimata had offended Advaita Acharya. The reason was that when Advaita Acharya used to give this class in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya's brother Vishwarupa, he used to come and he used to listen to the classes of Advaita Acharya. And it's explained that over the period of time, Vishwarupa became a very, very close associate of Advaita Acharya. And as a result of this, he took sannyas. So then Mother Sachi was very, very disturbed, like any parent would be if your son at a very, very young age became a sannyasi. This would definitely upset the parents. We have so many stories when you join the Hare Krishna movement, the parents are not very, very happy. So the same case with Satchimata, when Vishwarupa left everything for spiritual life, she wasn't too happy. And she kind of, in one sense, blamed Advaita Acharya. So that was the reason why Lord Chaitanya thought that Satchimata had committed this offense. But when she took the dust from Advaita Acharya, the so-called offense was nullified. Another important leela in Advaita Acharya was that it's important that we don't externally judge a devotee. It's very, very easy for us to judge a devotee by their looks, by their creed, by their background, or what they may appear like. So at one time, Lord Advaita Acharya wanted to prove that a Vaishnav is by his qualities. So when Advaita Acharya was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, he invited all the different Brahmins to come and feed them. So then they performed the Shraddha ceremony, and at the end of the Shraddha ceremony, then all the Brahmins have to be fed. They have to be looked after. And then the most qualified Brahmin, he's worshipped and he's given the first plate of prasadam. So a lot of the Brahmins who were there thought, maybe Advaita Acharya will choose me. I'm a very elevated Brahmin. So then in this way, when Advaita Acharya went and he asked Haridas Thakur to come and accept the first Mahaprasadam, all the Brahmins were shocked. They couldn't understand. In fact, Haridas Thakur came from a Muslim family, from the background. And generally the Hindus, they never ever accept the Muslim. There always some kind of problem that they have. What to speak of someone where a Brahmin is meant to be worshipped and given the first plate of Mahaprasadam. So this is considered like a somewhat of an insult to them. So they became really, really upset. How is it that this Advaita Acharya, who is the head of the Brahmins, and he has asked Haridas Thakur. So then some of them started speaking, this Advaita Acharya is a rascal. Some of them, let's just go. But Advaita Acharya would have none of this. Still, he stuck to his principles and he acknowledged Haridas Thakur as the most elevated. And he said, in fact, a Vaishnav is more elevated than any of the Brahmins. So while Haridas was taking prasadam, he felt very embarrassed, very, very awkward in that situation. So then the Brahmin started discussing him amongst themselves, and they said, maybe we might be wrong. Maybe this Haridas Thakur might be someone a little bit special. So then they changed their mind. Then they accepted Advaita Acharya's decision. So when the Mahaprakash was shown, this Lord Chaitanya was about 16 years old. So from 16 to 24, that's when the Sankirtan movement was inaugurated and many, many pastimes took place, where Lord Chaitanya with Lord Nityananda and all the associates, they would go and chat in the streets of Navadvip. And then Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas. Then he made his residence in Jagannath Puri. And it is explained that every year the devotees from Navadvip, including Advaita Acharya, they would travel all the way from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra festival. And the main reason they would go there was to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they would stay there for 4 months. 4 months they would stay there. And then Lord Chaitanya would have many, many wonderful pastimes with all the devotees over there. And it is explained that Advaita Acharya was the head and he would take all the devotees, Shishirada Gokula Nandaki. And he would take all the devotees through this track of land. They didn't have any trains or any other kind of form of transport, so they would have to walk it. So it would take many, many weeks and weeks for them to travel to the house, to the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed. Advaita Acharya is also known as one of the angas or the limbs of the Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya is described as the main trunk of the Sankirtan movement, where the Sankirtan movement flourished. And then Lord Nityananda is considered another anga, another trunk of the Sankirtan movement. And the other anga, the two main anga, is Advaita Acharya. So we have to give very, very special attention to Advaita Acharya, because he is such a close associate of Advaita Acharya, and it is because of his prayers that Advaita Acharya appeared. In fact, there's a very, very nice story, some of you know. There was one pujari at the house of Shantipur, where Advaita Acharya worshipped his deities. And it's explained that this pujari, he would notice there was one Bengali devotee. He would come and he would chant at the back of the temple. And he would come for once a month, sometimes a little bit more often. And he noticed this devotee would come and he would just be chanting there very, very softly. And sometimes his voice would be choked up in chanting, and sometimes there was tears. And he noticed this devotee was coming and coming on a regular basis. Then all of a sudden, he stopped coming. He wasn't there. So then he didn't think much of it. Then another time, after many, many years, he noticed the same person come, but he was an elderly person. But this time, he came not wearing a grihastha cloth, not wearing white, but he came as a sannyasi. So again, he noticed that he would sit in the back and he would chant very, very quietly, softly for hours on end. And then as he came, he offered his obeisances. Then he was about to leave. And the pujari inquired, "Who are you? I have noticed for many, many years you've been coming over here. You've been chanting very quietly. You've been just coming and then just going." And this elderly sannyasi said, "I am the unworthy disciple, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. I am the disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he has given me this very, very difficult task of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the entire world. And I've been coming over here and been praying to Advaita Acharya that somehow or another that he give me his blessings, that he somehow or another empowers me, that this order of my spiritual master, although very, very difficult, that this Sankirtan movement can go beyond the shores of India." And the reason why Srila Prabhupada came to this particular place was because this was the place where Advaita Acharya, where Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya, in this same place, they would come and discuss about the Sankirtan movement. So although it was possible for Lord Chaitanya to himself distribute the Sankirtan movement throughout the whole world, it was possible for Lord Nityananda also to inundate the entire universe with the Sankirtan movement, same with Advaita Acharya. But this task was left for Srila Prabhupada. So that is the reason why Advaita Acharya's place, where Prabhupada used to go and pray, is very, very important. The devotees in Mayapur, annually they go to this place. Some of you might have participated in this festival on Madhavendra Puri's Disappearance Day. They go to Shantipur and they cook loads and loads of prasadam. You might have seen the big, big pots of khichdi. Anyone been there during this festival? And then you distribute. So Advaita Acharya plays a very, very important part in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. So we should be very, very grateful that Advaita Acharya took it upon himself to call Lord Chaitanya, that he had the compassion. So although Lord Chaitanya had the compassion to deliver everyone, it was actually Lord Advaita Acharya who had the real compassion to call Lord Chaitanya down. If it wasn't for Advaita Acharya calling, then we won't be celebrating Gopanim. If it wasn't for Advaita Acharya asking the Lord to come, then the Lord would have not descended. So the Lord performed his Sankirtan movement. He traveled all over South India. Wherever he went, whoever he met, then everyone was inundated with this Sankirtan movement. Wherever Lord Chaitanya went, everyone was chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." It is explained that thousands and thousands of people would take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna. Wherever the Lord went, thousands would flock. And then for 6 years, Lord Chaitanya, he traveled everywhere. And towards the last 18 years, the Lord stayed in Jagannath Puri. And there he was relishing with some of his important close associates, Ramananda and Swarup Damodar. And then one day, when Lord Chaitanya was taking his prasadam, a message came from Advaita Acharya. And the message was quite interesting. And the message said that everyone has become mad with the Sankirtan movement. Everyone has become mad just like you. The marketplace of the holy name is closed. There's no more rice to be given out. So when this message of Advaita Acharya was read, no one could really understand what it meant. So Swarup Damodar asked, what is the meaning of this? And although Swarup Damodar knew, he just wanted to clarify it. Lord Chaitanya said that Advaita Acharya is saying that everyone is intoxicated by this love of Godhead. Everyone is inundated with this Krishna prema. And just as Advaita Acharya had called Lord Chaitanya to come, inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, now Advaita Acharya is saying, it is time for you to wind up and go back. So this was the meaning. And pretty much soon after that, Lord Chaitanya wound up his pastimes. So it's quite interesting. By the prayers of Advaita, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And then by the beseech of Advaita, the Lord also decided to live. So the Lord is always under the control of the devotees. Whatever the desires of the devotees are, then that is what the Lord likes to execute. So Advaita Acharya, who is incarnation of a devotee, wanted the Lord to come, then the Lord accepted. He wanted the Lord to go, then the Lord went. And it is explained that Advaita Acharya lived for 125 years. He was 100 years old when Mahaprabhu left. 100 years old. And he lived another 25 years further. So we should, in preparation for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, be very, very grateful that Advaita Acharya invited Lord Krishna to come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will stop over here. If there's any questions or comments anybody wants to ask.